All right. So this talk is on healing naturally, and one of the methods that we're using for that is Psyche. Now, a lot of people don't know what Psyche is all about, so I figured it'd be a good time to use this opportunity to present on that. Psyche was created by the originator, Rob Williams. Rob downloaded this information during meditation while he was trying to transform his old beliefs. And he was trying affirmation and he was trying different methods and nothing seemed to stick. And he was wondering, why isn't it sticking? I'm doing everything that everybody is telling me. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm repeating these affirmations over and over. And then he realized that although he knew he wanted to change, he couldn't feel the change, right? So Rob developed a set of processes that helped us access the subconscious in order to change those old beliefs and renew them with something different. Now, luckily we have technology nowadays, so we can make analogies on how this works. So imagine you have an old computer and it's working really slow because it's using an old program. And so you go and get your computer reconfigured. I've been in Quebec for too long. I'm talking French now. So we take the old programs out of the computer and we're replacing them with the new program. And then all of a sudden your computer is fast, it's working good, it's got rid of all the virus, everything that was slowing it down, everything is out and is changed. So that's what this guy created. This is why the name he came up with, Psyche, is a registered trademark. So I'd call it something else. But unfortunately, I can't. I have to stick with the name. Bruce Lipton was one of the highest speakers for this Psyche method. He wrote books, he made movies, he made a lot of videos, and he's promoting this method because he was able to scientifically prove that this method actually works, which is why this method is so great, because we have to prove that it actually does work. It's not that your beliefs are all wrong. Some of them are good, but some of them you don't even know that you accepted as part of your programming. So for example, you get teased on your way to school every day because your clothes, I don't know, you come from a poor family like I did, and your clothes didn't fit right, and you were wearing hand-me-downs that had served five people already, and you develop a certain self-image. And then you get into the world, and you're an adult, now you're working, and all of a sudden you can't stop buying new clothes, and you can't stop fussing over how you look because you internalize the belief that people are not going to see you and your true worth unless you're wearing certain clothes and you're dressed in a certain way. This technique allows you to get rid of this old belief in the first place so that you're comfortable wearing the clothes that you're wearing, whatever you're wearing. It doesn't matter. Now, we're using the subconscious mind because that's where the emotions are stored. Somebody earlier was talking to me at my booth, number 130, and we were discussing how smells allow us to affect our memory, make bigger changes and bigger recall. Now I'm like, yes, that's true. The subconscious is where the emotions are stored. That's why sometimes we're very confused about what we're feeling, because we're not quite understanding. And the reason for that is that we're having multiple emotions all at once. We're not a creature that just feels bliss and just feels anger. First we feel hurt, then we feel this, then we feel that, and it takes us to anger, and then anger obliterates everything else, and then we don't feel anything but anger, right? So it's important that you have to go to the basic of what is hidden there in your subconscious, and why are these emotions powering the wrong affirmation and the wrong beliefs, and that's what we need to change. When someone has a goal, for example, I deal a lot with people recovering from alcohol and addictions. And I'm asking them, who are you? And as I'm an addict, I said, are you still really an addict? Is that still your identifiable belief that you're an addict? They have their chip, they're 14 years clean. I'm like, by now, can you not just say you're recovering something? Do you have to stick with the fact that you're still an addict? Because this still carries shame of your action, of everything you've done. This carries the weight of the things that you're blaming yourselves for. You can move past that because you're still an addict. So we're changing what you want to, from what you don't want to what you want. We're replacing it. And that's really important. And a lot of the other times when things don't work out the way we want them to work out is because people tend to forget you're taking away something, but you're not filling the space with something new. And so you're always feeling like you're either limping or there's something missing. There's an empty space that needs to be filled. These beliefs are there to teach you something. If you've learned your lesson, then that should mean that you're moving on to something else and there's something new in your life that you're working and moving towards a new goal. All right? So, the Psyche method allows you chemically to alter your brain. This is fantastic. Because where do your thoughts emanate? They emanate from the back of your brain here. This is the manifestation center. It's a chakra that nobody talks about. If you want to know more about those, I wrote the book on it. So there's 13 chakras, and a lot of them are neglected. And one of the things that powers you up and powers your thoughts and powers the change is right there. We're synchronizing your left brain with your right brain. A lot of the time, someone who is creative is not something that's good at math, right? If you have the ability on the left side of the brain, you don't usually entertain the qualities from the right brain. And there's something missing. You were given two sides, two hemispheres, to complete a job, not just part of a job, right? When you're really good at something is when you're actually connecting and making the connection between the two hemispheres and allowing them to work together to bring a better comprehensive image of what you're actually doing and working towards something. If you had a trauma and you dissociate a part of your brain from what you're actually doing, then you're losing all this power up. So imagine there's two of you trying to lift this box from one end of the stage to the other end of the stage, and all of a sudden your partner goes, I think I hurt my back last week, so I don't want to lift this box, so you're on your own now. And you're like, okay, dude, that's not cool. You could have told me this before. And you're dragging this box, and the stage is really long, and you don't know how you're going to make it to the other end, and then right here you get defeated, and you stop pursuing this goal. With the Psyche method, we're reunifying both sides of the brain to work together. And so if this part of the brain has been damaged, hurt, traumatized, we heal that without you reliving the trauma. So this is not hypnotherapy. This is not regression. You're living in the moment of the now and using your present experience to realize these need to be changed, and we're changing those methods. Now, it's not invasive because I don't do anything to you. You're fully clothed, you're fully dressed and fully conscious. It's simple. People don't believe me when I say how powerful it is, but I'll give you some example. A young man called me in a real panic. He was doing an eye test. While he did his eye test, they discovered that he had calcium buildup on his optical nerve. Now he's still able to see, he's still driving. However, based on that new information, he was told, you can no longer drive. And he's like, wait a minute. Isn't there a test that I can prove that I can see? And so they scheduled him a test. And so after doing a Psyche belief, clearing this new trauma, because trauma takes on many forms. We're thinking trauma, you get beat up with a stick and you're left bleeding in a corner of an alley. Trauma is anything that's creating stress to your body and creates an imbalance in your body. That is a form of trauma. For this young man who's 24 years old, whose job depends on his driving, to be told that you're going to be declared legally blind, we're taking your driver's license away, he saw his whole life evaporate in front of him. He's like, and now if I'm blind, how am I going to go to school and learn a new trade or do something new? How am I going to do this? I want children, I want a wife. It created trauma. With Psyche, we removed the trauma, we changed his belief. I said, you don't have to buy into what they just told you. We can change that. Now, this talk is an hour long, so you have to bear with me. I explained how this works later with the scientific method, but right now I'm just explaining roughly how it works. Within 24 hours, he went and did his vision test again. And you know what happened? He passed. He did just fine. And so they said, it must have been the old guy that did your test last week, and he's getting old, he's close to retirement. So they blamed that on him because the results were so drastically different that they couldn't believe that a person in 1 week could go from not seeing too well to seeing perfectly well. This is how drastic this method and how fast this method works. And so Then I had another person come to me, and we do this through the Wellness Center. I have one in Vancouver and I have one in Montreal, so I travel between both ends of the country and the rest of the world to do this stuff. She came to me and she had been diagnosed with a pain disease, like fibromyalgia type, autoimmune disease. You're self-destroying your own body over the course of many years, and it self-degenerates as you go on. This person says, "I'm tired. I've been ordered to bed rest." She's 25 years old. Okay, what is she going to do the rest of her life? She's 25, she can't move. But she's in so much pain and she's tired because they keep prescribing narcotics to her and drugs to her. And then she's like, "I'm mind numb, I can't think, I can't achieve anything anymore," right? We did one session. You know, a lot of people are like, $250 for a session is a lot of money. I see you once, I'll never see you again. The one session resolves it. She comes for her one session, and within a week, she felt no more pain in her body. She's able to take a walk every day, and now she's planning a whole future for herself. She's going back to school. She's going to be whatever she wants to be. And she's in shock. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I never thought this would even be possible for me to ever achieve." This is your beliefs are affecting your energy, right? So this is how it works when you look at it, when you come to me. You see something that you really want. Now, they're talking about a goal. It could be a job. It could be a relationship that you're having issues with. It could be a health issue. Now, I'm a health practitioner, so a lot of the cases that I work with are mostly physically healing oriented, but I can work with anything because this method does. And then we explore together what is the true nature of the goal. So I have someone who comes to me and she's like, "I want more money. That's my goal." I'm like, "Okay, no problem." So she's like, "So how do we do this?" So I said, "Well, we have to determine, first of all, if your problem is getting more money, or if your problem is that you have something else blocking the money from coming to you." After we explored how she works, how she makes money, how she's successful, we're like, "Can you see that it's not the money that's the issue? Is you're not feeling worthy enough to keep this money for yourself?" She literally gives thousands of dollars to her nieces and nephews and helping family and friends, and she's got money. But why can't she have money when it's time for her? Why doesn't that manifest? Because she wants to help people, because she's kind, because she's an angel. But she doesn't think she's worthy enough to get all this. So the belief we needed to change was her belief that she was worthy to deserve what she wants. That it's a trip somewhere, that it's a new car that she needs, or whatever it is. And then we go into your brain and we link the two brains together for you to now achieve this goal, because your both sides of your brain are working towards this goal and your belief has changed that you are worthy and you are capable. Now, another person who actually did research, and this is a psychologist, which I am, by the way, I graduated from university, and I still think that this method works better than anything I've learned when I was in university. It changed his life completely, and while he's doing research, he's now using whole brain. He's changed even in the practice of his work and obtains better results because he's not open to the possibility of changing things with the power of his mind. Because your mind is only conscious at 10%. We actually raised that number. It used to be only 6. Now we're using 10. But there's still 90% of your subconscious mind that's hidden. There's 90% of someone else driving your car for you, right? And so, I don't know if you experienced this, but you're going down the road and my girlfriend is driving the car and I look up and I'm like, "What are you doing? We're supposed to go down this road." This happened this morning, by the way, which is kind of funny. And she wants to turn down Fraser Highway. I'm like, "Where are you going?" "It's 3 exits straight down this road." And she's like, "Oh, sorry." So this is your subconscious mind doing the driving for you. That's how it works. All of a sudden you wake up one morning and you're looking at your life, you're going, "What is going on? This isn't the life I planned." And I don't know what you guys do for a living, but I have some people that are, you know, they're like, they ask a lot of questions. And I'm like, "Well, do you think that anybody," I've never heard anybody say when they're 5 and 6, "When I grow up, I want to be a hooker. When I grow up, I want to be living in the streets," right? I live with homeless people. I do a lot of donating work as well. And I think that the universe grants me that stuff back. right? The time that I spend working with these people who don't have the money, I try to help them so they can get back into this community and be part of the life that we're all supposed to have. And that's not what they chose, but one day they woke up and that's where they were. And that they are there doesn't matter, because they can get out. There's a choice that has to be made, of course. They have to be ready to work with me. I can't force anybody to make the changes. It has to be something that they actually want. But when they're ready, then we can make those changes. So consciously, we can have willpower. Consciously, we can make decisions. But somehow, if we don't feel worthy enough, if we still carry the shame and the guilt that we've had, then you can't move forward. You have to bring this from your subconscious and lift it up to your conscious world. A lot of the times people are afraid. Let's say, for example, the girl's been sexually molested when she was young and she doesn't want to go to therapy because she's afraid she's going to have to relive this. And there's a therapy like this who's asking you to relive it until you don't feel the trauma of it anymore. It's horrifying, absolutely horrifying. This method doesn't ask you to relive any trauma. It just wants you to realize, because this happened to you, you developed a pattern of thinking and you don't think you deserve any better. And so I'm here telling you, you deserve more out of life and you're entitled to more out of life. And now we're plucking that programming out and we're putting a new programming in. We can work with self-esteem. Any self-esteem issue that you may have. We can also work with relationship. What's interesting with relationship is that people always think, oh, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. But that's not true. You can have a relationship to your house. You can have a relationship to your job, your career. You can have a relationship with your boss. You can have a relationship with someone extremely difficult, like your bus driver every morning who makes your life miserable every time you get on the bus. And we don't need to do anything with those people. That these people want to change, that these people want to participate or not, it really doesn't matter. Because the real person who has to change is you. Now, I was doing a talk yesterday and I went into that. But principally, your ideas of what you think you deserve are creating the world you live in. And so if you're changing the way you think you deserve to live your life, you can create a better world. What's going to happen? We didn't change the bus driver. No, but this bus driver gets transferred to a different line and all of a sudden you get a cheery guy that greets you every morning and absolutely makes your day every day. This one of my clients has been working the same job for 5 years now. She likes the job. She doesn't like the boss. She's like, this is really difficult because she's second to the boss. So she's having to work closely with this person. They're both women. And she says, I wish I could just go to work and it would be easy. I'm tired of feeling like she puts me down all the time. We did a psyche and we changed that belief for her. And the very next day, she went to work. The boss came to her desk twice, hugged her, told her, did you know how much I appreciate all the stuff that you do for me? And she like, was in shock. You know, and I know these things because they text me at the end of the day. And they're like, you're not going to believe what just happened. These things are happening in these people's life after just 24 hours. We can work on prosperity if that's your issue. Remember, the other person's issue was not about bringing money in, but more keeping the money for herself and spending it on herself because she deserves it. We can also work on spirituality. A lot of people have developed blockages towards spirituality, religion, religious orders, whatever that is. You must understand you are spiritual beings living inside of a human envelope. Therefore, if you're living your entire life without spirituality, you're missing a big part of who you truly are. You're disconnected. So healing your spirituality, getting reconnected to the being of light that you actually are, is one of the greatest gifts that I can actually give you. But, you know, there's a lot of trauma that could be involved around spirituality and religion and everything that's happened in your past. So it's important to explore it and to change those beliefs. Those people are not in your life anymore. They're not affecting you anymore. But yet, subconsciously, they still are. Right? You can work on health. Now, I gave you a few examples about health. Anything that causes you stress causes an imbalance in your body. Now, I'm a psychologist from university, but from growing up, I'm a shaman as well. So I truly believe that your body must be balanced at all times. This is why we practice meditation. This is why we practice eating healthy. There's more than one ways to return towards your health. But what if someone's always sabotaging? They said, okay, I'm fat, I want to lose weight, and I can't. And I'm looking at them, and they're trying to make an effort at lunch, but then in the afternoon, they have 3 Cokes, and then that's after dessert, after supper, they have a huge cake and dessert, and they're filling themselves up with sugar. And I'm like, so why are you doing that? Like, I don't know, it makes me feel better. Right, so now we're going back to the old beliefs that, oh, you scraped your knee, poor thing, here, have a cookie. Right? It sounds ludicrous, but we're associating sugar with our well-being. And so every time we feel a little crooked inside, then we go for a little sugar fix. Those things are insinuous. We don't always realize exactly what's happening to us as we internalize these beliefs inside our body. And so this is what the techniques allows us to see and figure out, is what is your programming like? And also your personal power. Grief and loss. Someone, I've seen someone actually lose their job because they couldn't overcome the grief from their mother's passing. It completely stopped them dead in their tracks. And they're not been able to return to work. Finally accepting that people move on, that they're not lost to us, because as spiritual being, we will be reunited. We won't be reunited in the physical form, but we will be reunited in spiritual form. Allowing these changes to integrate in their mind, allow them to finally move forward into their lives, right? Otherwise, it's just one series of gray, dark days with the dark clouds always following you everywhere. They've lost the zest of life, they've lost the quality of life, and there's no living parts anymore. And above and beyond all that, I can create your own statement for you. So, for example, one of the things that I worked on, I'm writing a new book that's coming out, and I wanted it to connect with the audience because it's a little bit different in the way that it's written. And I want to make sure people are understanding my language. People are getting what I'm trying to say to them. That's really important. So I did a relationship balancing with my book because there's a relationship there as well. Now, in a session, what does a session look like? A session is usually about 1 hour, and we determine your beliefs, and you remain fully conscious. This is really important. I don't like the techniques that put you to sleep or tell you, oh, let me take care of it for you. Because this affects your ability to affect change in your life. I like the conscious methods. Then we muscle test for your response, and we verify after we did the integration of the new belief, after we reprogram you, that the belief is actually integrated. And then we set up an action plan. Now, I had someone who said, I want to stop smoking. I'm like, that's great. Let's figure out why you're smoking. What is the cigarette's need that you have in your life? Because it's covering a need for you. You think you need the cigarettes for whatever compensating inside of you, what is not there. That person finished the session, and she's like, so it's just going to happen, right? And I'm like, no. You actually have to stop buying cigarettes, and you have to stop lighting them up. There's a choice involved. This will make it easy for you because you disconnected the need to smoke with your need to feel strong or feel calm. And she's calm, she's quiet, she's at peace. Yeah, okay, but I like smoking. Okay, but it's not a magic wand that I'm gonna wave over your head. You still have to make an action step. You still have to want to quit smoking. If you're looking for a quick fix that someone's gonna do it for you, then I'm sorry, I don't have that. There's an effort that is still required, but the effort is much, much, much less and easy to integrate, but you still have to integrate something new. Now, I'm a big seller of this method because I was going deaf. I was wearing hearing aids. And as you can see now, I've got mics in my ears and I don't need the hearing aids anymore. But I was going deaf and I bought into that story. And every year I'd get my ears tested, and this went on for 20 years, and every year my hearing got lower and lower and lower until I was medically pushed out and they told me, because I don't hear so well, I can't do this job anymore. So that sucked. And I didn't really like that. So I used the Psyche method, and it took about a week. And for several days, I could hear my ears moving and twisting. And I could hear the changes happening in my ear. And I was like, wow. And it wasn't pain, but it was uncomfortable. But I could feel it. It started with this one. And then when this one was finally, when this one was finally finished, all of a sudden I could hear from that side, and then it went to the other side and started working on that ear. And I realized just how loud I was. Now, this serves me well when I'm doing a speech or when I'm doing a talk or whatever. But in my own home, talking to people that are with me, I was like, am I this loud? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, seriously, all the time I'm this loud? She's like, yeah, that's you, Sonia. You're loud. And I'm like, wow, how annoying that is. I was annoying my own self, but I never heard myself before. So I cured my own deafness by changing the belief that I'm not deaf. I'm not buying into that statement anymore. So there we are. So I gave you the example of the client with the calcium on their eyes. Another one is anxiety related. This person, because of their high anxiety, would develop tics, you know, and so they're talking and, you know, or they have like Tourette syndrome and would blurt things out or make sounds. It's very damaging for them to try and be taken seriously and to try and find some work because they're blurting things out. And we undid this belief and this actually stopped for them. So those are very, very observable change that we can measure and see. Now, the reason why it's important to work with someone who actually knows what they're doing is because sometimes you have the wrong affirmation, right? If you're doing affirmation, do you guys know Louise Hay? Great lady, she's got a book and she gives you ideas of affirmation to say in front of the mirror. Sometimes they don't work because you just got the wrong one. You're thinking, I want money, and it's not the problem. Yeah, you're thinking, I want help, but it's you're not getting the message you're supposed to be getting. Okay? So, but again, and I put it in big capital letters here, you must be wanting to change. Change is the key. If you're not ready to change, this method, you know, it'll take longer for you to take effect. But if you're ready and you have some stakes in it, it will work. Now, it's that easy. Because it helps you focus your attention where you actually want the energy to go. And we're going to get into the energy in 1 second. You have to release your fears. And for that, you have to take an honest look at yourself and figure out, what am I afraid of? What actually truly scares me? Because whatever scares you is your beliefs that are actually affecting you. You want to look at, what do you want? What is it that you think is missing in your life? So that you want to go and get that and replace the old stuff. But they usually are almost one for one. What you're afraid of is actually what you want. You're afraid not to have enough money, and what you want is more money. And so we change it that you have money. Now, if you're feeling alone and you're looking for a relationship, sometimes the right affirmation is, I'm okay on my own. You're supposed to be alone, but you're so afraid that you'll be alone for the rest of your life that you don't see the value in being alone right now and gathering your strength and your power to face situation in all your power, right? And that's what we discover through a session. Now, the conclusion that we derive from all this, from these beliefs, these experiences, they come from the country you were brought up in. They come from the community you lived in. They come from the parents you had. A friend of mine's parents were actually Polish and were in an internment camp in the Second World War. So even though her parents didn't raise her to be afraid of everything, they were afraid of everything. And as a child, she became afraid of a lot of things. She loves her mother, and her mother was kind. That's not the point. She still absorbed some of those beliefs that she wanted to or not, and they got stored at the bottom of that iceberg. In the subconscious. And that's what we have to have a look at. Your fate, your friends, they all play a role in that. I had one person tell me I was a bad singer, so I refused to sing for 10 years. I actually got discovered by the choir guy at church and says, oh, you have a beautiful voice. I'm like, I don't. What are you talking about? And I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He's in charge of the choir. He says, no, you got an amazing voice. I'm like, I can't sing those high notes. He says, well, of course not. You're a tenor. You're not a soprano or whatever else. But in your range of voice, you have a beautiful voice. And I'm like, huh, would you look at that? And I started singing again. And I found so much joy in my life from the singing. But I, not the other person. The other person can, anybody around you can say whatever they want. It really doesn't matter if you don't believe it. But I bought into it because it was a figure of authority. She's a teacher. She must know what she's talking about. And I bought into it. And I'm the one that paid for it. And this is how those beliefs sink into you, that you want to or not, you buy into stuff. So those beliefs, some of them are conscious, unconscious, but they affect your behaviors, they affect your everyday choices, they affect everything about your life. So it's not just going what's inside of you. This example of singing affected me on the outside world, yeah? So the psychic can bring you that peace of mind that you've been looking for. This ability to have this calmness, to know that you're in the right place at the right time, living the right life. This is what I offer you through this method. You can let go of your past and not worry about the future because you're worried about something that didn't even happen yet. How do you know this is going to happen? And all of you here cannot tell me that you know for sure it's going to happen because it has not happened. But yet you worry about it, right? Stop worrying about it. Live in the moment. Be in the present. If you're worried about an exam next week, talking to the students, start studying today. So by next week, you'll be ready for it. If you're worried about your future financially, well, I've had some people. I personally retired. I was 43 years old. People freaked out. They're like, how can you do this? I said, because I started thinking about retirement when I was 20. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to wait until I'm 65 to retire because then I'm going to feel too old and too tired and it's not going to feel right. So I planned the future I wanted way ahead of time. I never worried. And when it was time to pull the plug, I pulled the plug and now I do this. Now, technically, I'm not fully retired. I do this work all the time. But I'm not forced to go to a job I don't like. I'm not forced to do something I don't want. I do my passionate work all the time, full time now, right? So if you want something, work on it today so that by the time this happens, you're celebrating and you're totally living in that moment of happiness of being ready, yeah? Now, how many of you came here today because you're looking for some answers? Or you just came here to browse the kiosk for the day? Yeah, right? But if you were brought here today, there's a reason for that. There's no coincidence in life. And when I first started the talk, there was nobody sitting here. And yet, as I'm talking, people are being attracted. People are sitting down. People are starting to listen. Why? Because what I'm saying is resonating with you. It makes sense to you what's happening on stage. So, one of the guys that I really admire, and we lost recently, is Wayne Dyer. And he says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's a change in perspective. And when you're changing your perspective, it's because you're changing your beliefs. I, from my personal experience, I found that, quite honestly, we all talk a different language with different words, but we're all saying the same things. We're all talking about the same things. So sometimes, you know, one of these days I'm going to invent a dictionary and tell you, okay, the word energy means in this language, this language, this language. And so we're all talking about energy here. So can we just stop fighting and just agree that we're all talking about the same thing? Yeah? And the word energy comes up because it's now time to explain why this method actually works. This method works because you are made of atoms, right? You're made of little particles that are blinging together, and as they're blending together through electrons, they're forming cells. Some of them are forming water, some of them are forming kidney tissue, some of them are forming lung tissues. But the space occupied in between those neutrons, electrons, and protons is filled with quantum energy. This quantum energy fills your body at 99.99%. You are made of quantum space. We appear solid, we think we're solid, and yet we are made of energy. This energy is then being controlled by your thoughts, your beliefs. And so if you're telling your energy, you're programming this energy to say, oh, and I got a perfect example. I'm sniffling, right? It's dusty here, whatever. But some people will go, oh, I'm coming down with a cold. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be sick. Oh, it's going to be terrible. I can't be sick, but I'm going to be sick. It's going to be so terrible. I'm like, you're not even sick yet. No, but I'm going to be sick. I have a client like this, right? Warrior to the extreme. I'm like, seriously, take a deep breath. You're not sick. You just got a sniffle. Oh, no. I'm going to be sick. Oh, and then it's going to get into my head. And I'm probably going to develop some type of ear infection. I'm going to need to see the doctor. It's going to cost me money. And oh my God, we've just went down the rabbit hole with Alice in Wonderland, and we're way down there. She's gone. Now you can't communicate with this person. She's just spiraling totally out of control over something that hasn't happened yet. But guess what? Now she's telling her energy and her body, saying, okay, so don't worry. We're going to get sick for you, and we're going to make sure that it goes into your ears, because that's what you just said you wanted. You said it's going to happen, so we're going to make that happen for you. And that's what happens. $60 of medication later, I'm looking at her. I said, would you like a psychic session so that we can change your belief that you're not sick anymore? Because right now she's sick, right? Now she's got a headache. Now she's got the ear infection. She's feeling terrible, absolutely wants to die. We do a 1-hour session. She walks off the chair and she has no symptom whatsoever. And she's like, I don't understand how this works. I said, it works because you call it. Whatever you want, you can have. You are creators, co-creators with a higher power. Now, you want to call this higher power God, universe, Gaia, I don't care. That's not important. As long as you understand that you are linked with this powerful energy, and that you are often misusing this energy to cause more harm than good. And you have the power to change that and decide to now use this energy for something good. Not just for you, but for everybody you touch. You're like in a pond of quantum energy. And so the ripple effects doesn't affect just you, but everybody else you touch, everybody else you talk to, and everybody who sees you change will be interested in finding out, how did this happen, and I want to change too. Because that's how it works. You are role models. You are guides for other people who don't come to these places and don't sit down and don't listen. You then take off from here and you go share that information with someone else. You enlighten someone else to this belief that they can be healed. I'm sorry, I gotta make sure that I don't go over my time. So therefore, your thoughts are manipulating the energy in your body, in your auric field. And if you're changing those thoughts and those beliefs, you're reprogramming that energy, and this energy will give you the results you want. It doesn't have to be traumatic. It doesn't have to take years. It doesn't have to be complicated. You just got to be ready for the change. You got to want to it. So now, if you want to contact me, you can either call me. I have business cards here. I also have a bunch of flyers if you want one. My booth is number 130, which is straight down that aisle all the way down. You can send us an email if you want. You can connect through the Facebook page. But we're also having a draw today that will be drawn at 5 for a free psychic session. So if this is something that you're interested in and you'd like to give it a try, this is one of the chances that you can get one for free. Right? So I encourage you to walk down and put your name in the box and get that. So that's the presentation for today. Is there any questions? Yeah.
Do you think you can change existing DNA?
No. Totally, because your DNA is being programmed by the energy and your memories from this life and your past life. And so the beliefs that you're carrying with you in your karma, that you're carrying with you, are all part of psyche. Those are all things that are lodged inside of you, and you can change those things. Absolutely. You can change the way you look, you can change your appearance. We did one, I changed my ears. My ears were, what happened is there was a huge sound blast and it cracked a bone in my ear. And the crack, just like in the windshield, sometimes it stops and sometimes it just decided to go in a different direction, and then that was it. The doctor says, sorry, unless you get a ear transplant. I'm like, okay, because I did have to retire from my job because of my hearing loss. I'm like, so what are the odds of this working? He says, well, it's either it's going to work or you're going to be completely deaf. I'm like, well, those are not very good odds. I'm going to wait until I go completely deaf and then I'll try that, before I just lose everything completely. But I managed to repair something that was apparently, according to medical professionals, unrepairable. And so I did change it. So I did another one on my feet. I had weak ankles when I was little, and my feet was kind of misshaped from all the times I twisted my ankle. And I did a healing on my feet. And my feet shape are actually changing. I need to buy new shoes. So I'm not accepting these old beliefs that I have to be a certain way because this happened to me in the past. I don't have to look a certain way because somebody says I have to look a certain way. Let's say you have, everybody tells you, you have the nose of Uncle Jacob. Oh my gosh, you have this nose, and you're looking at that nose going, but that's a horribly big nose because you're so little that you're growing into this nose and you hate it and you can't even look at yourself in the mirror. And it's affecting your self-image and your self-worth. We can actually change that. So it's not Uncle George's nose, it's your nose, and your nose will reshape. Yes, go ahead. Yes. So the question is, for those of you listening that are not didn't hear that, she's asking if someone's having cancer, can they go in remission? It's not one of my clients, but it's one of my teacher's clients. And they were in a terminal phase in palliative care, and they were ready to change. And they did the, we can do this with animals, we can do this with babies, we can do this with people in a coma, because we just have a surrogate person take the place of this person that is sick and unresponsive, as long as it's for their highest good and not our own agenda. What do I mean by that? I would love to do this for my son who spends way too many hours playing Xbox. You know, I would like to change that belief that he has to lock up in his room, but that would be interfering with his free will. I can't do that. But if it's for their highest good, then you can work with them. In the afternoon, this gentleman opened his eyes. He's in palliative care, which means there's maybe one day left, right? That's when they get moved to this aisle. And they decided to leave the room because they figured, oh, it's his last regain of energy before he's going to go, so we're going to let him and his wife talk. They come back. Half an hour, 45 minutes later, he's now sitting up in bed and the nurses are unplugging him. So they're a little confused because they're like, so what's going on here? And he's like, well, I'm feeling better, so I don't need the morphine anymore. Within a few days, he was transferred from palliative care to regular care because now everybody in the hospital is going, what's going on? Well, we won't let you go just yet because we don't understand what's happening, but we've got to run some more tests. And they won't say it's a miracle. They just don't have an explanation. And they went like, well, geez, you went into remission. And he literally left the hospital and now he's at home. Now, you have to understand, my ears were a 20-year-old condition. It took a week to fix that, right? The lady who was in pain for 6 years, it took a week for her to settle into this new body of pain-free. It's going to take a little while, usually 3 to 4 months for something that grave, but it does change. And that's the thing. You have to give it time. You have to consider how grave the situation is and what you're trying to change. Some of the changes, because they haven't aggravated to a certain degree, you can see the benefits right away. I mean, you can see the benefits. He's not on morphine. He's awake and he's talking. And, you know, so it's slowly improving, but he didn't magically just got up and start walking away, right? So, but just one session did that. One session. So it's medically proven. If you go into the Psyche website, or if you watch the video by Bruce Lipton or Rob William, who invented this method, they will explain even more or give you even more examples. But this has worked. This is all over the world. It's just not well known. And this is why I decided today to spend an hour talking to you on this, to make sure that people actually get to know this. Why should I keep this to myself? This is an amazing thing. And everybody, it's within your grasp to change things for yourself, for your loved ones, for anyone. I can start working with children by themselves when they're 8 years old. So anybody who's suffered a trauma at school, been bullied, I can't change the bully. But what I can do is change how this kid reacts to the bullying, how it makes her feel, it's good for boys and girls. And change the way that it's affecting them and how they can be finding their power and their strength to face the bully and say, I'm not buying this anymore. You have no power over me anymore. Because if I go back to when I was a kid, those experiences carved me a certain way. And I undid this carving, because otherwise, how would I be speaking to you on stage? You know, and podcasting live and doing all these things, if I still carry these things with me, these doubts with me, I cleared that up. Is there any other questions? You good? All right. Well, I thank you very much for coming and listening. You were a great crowd. And if you need more information or want to talk to me more personally one-on-one, you can come and see me at booth 130. So it's straight down there, all the way down to the end almost. If you see the puppies, you went one booth too long. Thank you so much.